Hidden Lairs. Written by Venvathy. Read by Opal Song. Fandom Mo Dao Zusha, or The Untamed. Rating explicit. Relationship Nie Hui Song, Nie Ming Chui. Also tagged for sibling incest, half sibling incest, alternate universe modern setting, porn with plot, porn with feelings, first time, oral sex, anal sex, size kink, marking, size difference, and lingerie.
I'm in my 14 carats, I'm 14 carats, doing it up like my eyes. Now you say I got a touch, so good, so good, make you never wanna leave, so don't, so don't. Gonna wear that dress you like, skin tight, do my hair up real, real nice, and sink up. Heart beating, 'cause I just wanna look good for ya, I just wanna look good for ya, Let me show you how proud I am to be yours. Leave this dress a mess on the floor.
When the ceremony is finished, the sun has already begun to descend behind the craggy mountains that tower over the unclean realm. Summer has tipped over into fall. Already, the days have begun to grow shorter. Often, it feels like Nie Ming Chui's patience shortens at the same rate, at least in his own mind. But isn't that just the everyday stress of running a successful company from the top? It's almost a small miracle that Hui Song had managed to find time to make this happen. But Nie Ming Chui knows better than to think his brother isn't capable of masterful calendar stalking or stealthily moving meetings around so that he can get exactly what he wants. Honestly, the less Nie Ming Chui knows of the specifics, the better. When it means he can spend more than a hurried working lunch with Hui Song, he'll take it. Ming Chui rises from his knees, bringing his hands together for a final bow. At a younger age, he had found these ceremonies to be tedious, but now they're a welcome respite from being in a boardroom. It's a reminder of the importance of cultivating respect, thoughtfulness, intention. Even so, Ming Chui suppresses a sigh at the sensation of sweat trickling along the line of his spine. Sometimes upholding the Nie clan values means remaining uncompromised when making important decisions that impact everyone beneath him, in the family and in the business. Sometimes it means formal ceremonies held under the muggy late afternoon sun in full Hanfu to commemorate their recent successes and provide offerings for good fortune in the quarter to come. The Hanfu part had been Hui Song's suggestion. This is a formal affair, but one usually attended in suits. Ming Chui wouldn't be surprised if it was, in part, because Hui Song enjoys any excuse to wear anything with silk brocade. He turns to leave the pavilion with a nod to those gathered, and by the time he's halfway up the path back towards the manor on the Nie estate, Hui Song has installed himself in his place at Ming Chui's side. That went well. Hui Song hums, rolling his shoulders with a relieved sigh. I could have done with a cooler day. It usually isn't so muggy in September. I felt like I was going to sweat through all these layers. Ming Chui can't help the small smile that tugs at his lips.
The Hanfu were your idea, Hui Song.
And it was a good one, his brother replies, dipping a hand into his sleeve to pull out. Ah, of course, a fan. With a deft flick of Hui Song's wrist, it's unfurled, and he wastes no time fanning himself leisurely. It's worth upholding traditions. I know you believe that, too. never hurts to show that we care about such things in front of our people. And it went perfectly.
Yes, all of Dee Dee's hard work paid off, Ming Chui says, and watches Hoisang's face take on a flush of pride at the praise. He ignores the stirring in the gut at the sight of pink in Hoisang's cheeks. Ming Chui knows that over the years, his praise has been sparse and hard-earned. He tries to do better by Hoisang now, tries to be more generous with kind words. And it's no exaggeration to say that the more they work together, the more Hoisang has proven himself to deserve such praise. If the heat bothers you, your reward can be changing out of these. Ming Chui reaches out and tugs at the nearest sleeve, so long that it nearly hides Hoisang's delicate hand. Hoisang laughs, play-swatting at Ming Chui with the broadside of his fan.
Don't be ridiculous.
Hoisang pushes a stray section of his dark hair over his shoulder. A few strands cling to the side of his neck, damp with sweat. Ming Chui snaps his gaze back up to Hoisang's face.
Don't think I forgot, Daga. You promised me dinner, since we're all dressed up anyway.
And what if I don't want to suffer all of these layers in this heat? Ming Chui raises an eyebrow.
It's cooler inside,
Hoisang says, and his grin turns impish.
Aren't you going to keep your word and indulge your Dee Dee?
Ming Chui huffs a laugh, shakes his head, not disagreeing, but relenting. He's long come to terms that there is little he would deny Hoisang at this point. Hoisang, you should. The words die in his mouth. Whatever thought he had been chasing, however he had intended to end that sentence, it's all driven entirely out of Ming Chui's brain when he turns to meet Hoisang's gaze again and catches him tugging at the collar of his hanfu in a vain effort to get cool air against his skin. Hoisang's neck is flushed below the apple of his throat, and a dewy sheen of sweat that keeps catching the waning gold sunlight. He pulls against the heavy, taut drape of the hanfu's collar, and the layers underneath, revealing barely a triangle of his pale clavicle and shoulder. It's a tantalizing strip of skin, and before Ming Chui can drag his eyes away, the glint of silver catches his gaze. Is that... The fan keeps fluttering in front of Hoisang's face, so Ming Chui only gets a few glimpses, stuttering like the snap-snap of a camera shutter. Nestled between Hoisang's skin and the gauzy, white inner robe, there's a strip of silver-black. A strap. A bra strap. Tension coils at the base of Ming Chui's spine. He can't take his eyes off those 4 centimeters of his brother's skin. Hoisang's hand falls from his neckline and the cloth settles back into place against his collarbones, obscuring the glimpse of silver from view. His fan beats a slow tempo in front of him, pushing the dark fall of his bangs away from his face. He dimples a grin at Ming Chui, raises an eyebrow at his unfinished sentence.
I should what, Daga?
Ming Chui swallows. It takes a considerable amount of willpower to keep his current pace, rather than rush through the garden and inside, away from the suddenly unbearable heat. He schools his expression, glancing at Hoisang over the corner of his eye, with a smile that he prays appears unbothered. You should know by now that I'll always indulge my Dee Dee. Hoisang had asked for this. If they were going to go through the trouble of dressing in formal hanfu, why not make a full evening of it? The traditional rooms in the Nie Manor mostly sit empty, when Hoisang himself doesn't spend a free afternoon painting landscapes and humming along to his music. And it's been months since Hoisang has gotten a chance to wear his newest hanfu. One afternoon and evening is very little to ask of his exceptionally busy Daga. It's easy to give in to Hoisang's whims, Ming Chui knows. It's one of his weaknesses. Worse, Hoisang knows it too. Ming Chui can't help but press his lips together into a thin smile.
Maybe it's more of a grimace, as they leave their boots by the entrance and walk through the manor side by side. Because that's the trouble, isn't it? Hoisang is too clever by half, though he's been careful over the years to only show the sharpness of his mind when he fully benefits from it. Or when he wants something from Mingtui, and he knows that a tease is the fastest way to get it. It's not his only strategy, but when it works, it works. So, what the hell was that? The thud of Mingtui's heartbeat in his ears doesn't go quiet. As if the peek at Huaisang's bare skin wasn't enough to get his blood pumping, Hoisang is wearing something under his hanfu. Something he wants Mingtui to see. The glimpse he got was fleeting, but the dark silver stood out against the pale skin of Hoisang's skin, a strap bisecting the curve of his shoulder, leading down, down into cover of his hanfu, under all those stifling layers. Hoisang must have sat through the entire ceremony this afternoon with this secret under his clothes. When he dressed this morning, he must have watched as the dark color was masked by layer after layer of starched collars and thick fabric, only to peel back those layers at just the right moment for Mingtui to see. Fuck. As Hoisang slides open the paper screen door to the traditional dining room and throws Mingtui a smile over his shoulder, Mingtui can't help but wonder how much of this is going exactly as Hoisang planned. Come on, sit, sit. Hoisang waves him through the threshold and follows with a smile, padding over to the low, lacquered table. We'll be served shortly. I had it all arranged with the staff, so we don't have to worry about anything. Mingtui has to restrain himself from snorting. He's not worried about the food. No. Hoisang has already ensured that something else entirely has usurped Mingtui's thoughts. Thank you, Didi, is what he says as he carefully folds his legs beneath him and sits, mindful of his draping sleeves. It's been a long time since they've done this, but the muscle memory lingers. The dense layers of his own hanfu are tolerable now that they're inside, but sweat still clings to his lower back. They were out in the heat for quite some time. And now he's hot under the collar for an entirely different reason. Mingtui clears his throat as Hoisang settles in his seat across from him. You were right. At least it's cooler in here. It's all of the stone. Hoisang waves vaguely around them, to the marble details and dark wood. Well, less in here, but the rest of the manor. All that Qinghe granite keeps it cool in the summer. Just be glad you don't have to wear hanfu outside more often. Mingtui bites at the inside of his lip. And what are you wearing underneath yours? Hoisang's eyes twinkle. Of course, if he had it his way, he'd never have to change out of such elaborate outfits. Brocade hanfu in Nie colors, the latest fashion from Shanghai or Tokyo. Maybe not hanfu all summer, but if Hoisang could get away with wearing crop tops to business meetings, trim waist on display, scratch that thought right there. Mingtui hums in reply, making a bit of a show of stroking his mustache in thought as he tries to keep the thread of the conversation. Sweat still clings to his upper lip, but the cool air helps. Not that it does much to calm the whirl of images in his mind's eye.
Suits and ties are just as uncomfortable, especially in the heat.
Ah, Daga, that is a torture you bring upon yourself. Hoisang chuckles, leaning his elbows on the table between them and continuing to fan himself lazily. You're a chronic workaholic. If you let yourself get away from the office and delegated more...
I know.
Mingtui doesn't roll his eyes. Barely. This is a well-hashed argument, but at least it's familiar ground.
At the least, I have you to thank for the afternoon away from the office.
Anytime, Hoisang smiles. In the waning sunlight, his eyes are deep gold brown, bright and keen. All you have to do is ask, Daga. And there it is again, Hoisang towing the line of things they do not talk about. The light talk that belies the undercurrent of tension between them. All you have to do is ask. Ming Tui flatters himself in thinking he is a smart man. He knows how to play the game, for all that he doesn't have the same mind for 12 steps ahead strategy as his brother. He knows there is a game being played, which is more than he can say for many competitors that have squared off with Nie Huaisang, knowingly or not. But he has trouble predicting exactly where Huaisang is leading them tonight. That's a lie. There's a churning in his belly, a weighted heat that settled in his gut that tells him exactly which cliff Huaisang is nudging them towards. Ming Tui has denied himself, has denied both of them, for a long time. It's been so long that it's second nature to shove his attraction to Huaisang deep, whether it's a slow simmer of a day spent together or a sudden surging heat that threatens to boil over. Ming Tui never lets his desire take control. He's not sure he's going to be able to maintain a stiff upper lip in the face of this. Not when his mind is so easily occupied with sketching what else Huaisang is wearing under his robes that he misses Huaisang calling his name. Twice. Daga? Huaisang leans over the table to press the back of his hand to Ming Tui's forehead, checking for a fever. Ming Tui does snort at that. The only fever Ming Tui has right now is Huaisang-induced. Don't tell me you got heat stroke standing out there in the sun for so long. Ming Tui catches Huaisang's wrist to pull it away from his face, trying desperately to ignore the blood rushing to his cheeks at his brother's touch. Huaisang's pulse is bird quick when he smooths his thumb along the delicate skin and narrow veins below the base of his palm. Ming Tui feels damned for even noticing. His mouth is dry when he swallows.
No, I'm fine. Better now that we're inside, of course. Just distracted.
It's both the right word and the wrong word all at once. Huaisang's eyes sharpen and his mouth morphs into a keen smile as he gently tugs his hand free of Ming Tui's grip.
Well, then I'll have to do my best to keep Daga's attention,
That's never been a problem, Ming Tui doesn't say. Whenever you're in the room, you have it. You've always had it all to yourself. Huaisang pours them both water, and then wine when it arrives with their food from the house staff. He plays the part of host well, though it's just the two of them. Ming Tui finds himself uncoiling, relaxing despite himself, as Huaisang pulls them into pleasant conversation as the food is spread before them, a mix of their favorites.
You didn't have to go through so much trouble, Dee Dee,
Ming Tui chides gently, even as he slides a few slices of pork into his bowl with his chopsticks. He knows the evidence of Huaisang's attention to detail when he sees it. Ming Tui can't remember the last time he had such a variety. Huaisang rolls his eyes.
Please, like I believe you managed to get 3 square meals a day with how hard you work. The pleasure was mine. Besides, it's not like I'm not getting anything out of it.
It's true. Huaisang has outfitted them with some of his favorites as well. Liang Pi and Guo Yu Ryu. And half a dozen other things, savory and sour. Ming Tui reaches across the table to serve himself a Liang Pi before Huaisang can nab them all and finds Huaisang batting away his chopsticks with his own.
Sharing is caring, Huaisang.
Ming Tui grins, making another attempt that is deftly parried. The click of their chopsticks is loud in the quiet room, though Huaisang is quick to huff and grunt as he fends off Ming Tui's chopsticks.
You know, if you had applied yourself this diligently to your swordsmanship...
Ming Tui!
Huaisang nearly pouts, a frown pulling his eyebrows together.
There's no need to bring up who learns the saber in the 21st century anyway.
The Nie do,
Ming Tui says. It's easy to take advantage of Huaisang's distraction, and the fact that he can't help but gesture with his hands, to snag more noodles out from underneath him.
It builds character,
Like I'd ever have been good enough to best you in a sword fight anyway. Huaisang huffs, eyeing the Liang Pi as Ming Tui lifts it to his mouth. Daga has always been stronger than me.
And oh, doesn't that bring it all rushing back to the surface? Ming Tui carefully chews and swallows before he answers, hoping his face isn't as thin as it feels. He does not need reminding how much stronger and bigger than Huaisang he is, with his brother sitting lithe and fine-boned in front of him.
You could be just as skilled as I am with the saber if you tried. Don't undersell yourself, Didi. I know you're more than capable.
Do you?
Huaisang grins, resting his chin on the back of his hand, elbow propped on the table. Ming Tui shouldn't feel so easily pinned by his gaze.
I suppose I have my talents.
Huaisang brings his bowl to his lips so that he can drink the last bit of broth from his soup, tilting his head back. He must know. He must know how it puts his throat on display, how his Adam's apple bobs when he swallows. The pale column of his throat is no longer flushed from the heat of the day. And gods, does he make a picture. All slate gray with silver and smooth, creamy skin. When Huaisang sets the bowl down again and delicately wipes at his lips, his eyes are dark. When he pushes the curtain of his hair back over his shoulder again, it reveals the tattoo behind his ear. A smoky splash of ink, a sketch of the Nie clan seal. Heat rolls through Ming Tui like a shiver down his spine. It's nothing he hasn't seen before, but what he wouldn't give to fix his mouth on that spot until it turns pink.
More wine?
Huaisang asks, leaning over the table to grab the bottle. The movement sends a whiff of his cologne, perfume, in Ming Tui's direction, and Ming Tui is helpless to how his nostrils flare. It's something musky, cedar, lightly floral, all Huaisang. Huaisang holds his sleeve to the side with careful, perfect etiquette as he refills Ming Tui's cup with wine. By rights, Ming Tui shouldn't have any more. This game of theirs is already dangerous enough as it is. He's had years to build up a tolerance to this, his own desire walled off, and Huaisang needling at the cracks. But tonight, the cards have already been dealt. Ming Tui knows resisting will be an uphill battle. It's both frightening and tantalizing, the idea of giving in to what they both want. Ming Tui chews slowly, partly so that he can keep a rein on his thoughts, partly so that he can master his expression and keep up with the conversation. Every time Huaisang shifts just so, adjusting his seat, Ming Tui can see it in his mind's eye, the way that imagined dark fabric stripes across Huaisang's unblemished skin, taut enough that he can't forget about what he's wearing underneath the hanfu.
You are rather distracted tonight, Huaisang murmurs over the lip of his cup, gazing up through the dark sweep of his lashes.
He waves his fan lazily at his face, taking a break between bites. His smile is languid, relaxed. Is Ming Tui imagining the slight sweep of coal at the corner of his eyes, too? It doesn't matter. It's already working, this trap Huaisang has laid. Ming Tui has been ensnared for years, even if it's finally tonight that the teeth are springing closed around him.
Only by you,
Ming Tui answers, too honest. And Huaisang nearly preens at it, chuckling. He snaps the fan closed and stretches, spine bowing and fabric shifting. Ming Tui hears the soft slide of satin across wood a second before he feels Huaisang's foot nudging at his knee under the table. The prodding of Huaisang's toes before he presses the ball of his foot to Ming Tui's thigh. The coy look Huaisang shoots him isn't meant to be subtle.
What?
Huaisang asks, smirking, when Ming Tui tries to give him a quelling look.
Am I not supposed to be your distraction?
He pairs his words with the slow slide of his foot inwards and up, along the inside of Ming Tui's thigh, or as good as he can do with a hanfu stretched across Ming Tui's lap. It's enough. With a grunt, Ming Chui clamps his hand around Huaisang's ankle, stilling his movement, before he can nudge his foot even higher. Huaisang. His brother only raises an eyebrow in challenge.
Daga.
Ming Chui tightens his grip briefly on Huaisang's ankle, rubbing a circle around the bony arch underneath his thumb. His hands are large enough, Huaisang is small enough, that Ming Chui's fingertips touch the heel of his palm wrapped entirely around Huaisang's narrow ankle. The fabric under his fingertips slides against Huaisang's skin, the satiny smooth texture of something that's too fine and slippery for socks. Oh. Ming Chui had almost managed to trick himself into forgetting what he saw underneath Huaisang's clothes. Almost. The texture under his fingertips sends it all rocketing to the forefront of his attention. Because there's nothing else this can be besides stockings. Exquisite fabric wrapped around Huaisang's legs and slim ankles. Ming Chui can't bring himself to move his hand and explore how far it goes up Huaisang's calf, paralyzed by the sudden force of his own want and the images conjured by his desire. It burns at the back of his mind like an ember in the dark, a glow he can see even with his eyes closed. What is Huaisang hiding underneath all those layers? Ming Chui knows Huaisang likes bold fashion, even if he himself is more inclined towards simpler choices in what he wears. There are exceptions, of course, mostly in what he allows Huaisang to pick out for him, but it's nothing compared to how Huaisang likes to dress himself. And to that end, Ming Chui is helpless as his imagination runs wild. What could it be? Silk? Lace, crisscrossing leather that creates a delicious awareness every time he moves. Something sheer that reveals the pink of his nipples under the fabric of a bra. How far down does it go? Is Huaisang wearing the panties to match along with the stockings? Is there even more? Huaisang's breath catches in his chest as Ming Chui gently pinches the fabric of the stocking between the pads of his fingers, playing with the texture of it. He doesn't know nearly as much as Huaisang about these things, but he can tell luxury when he feels it. What is it like against the sensitive backs of Huaisang's knees, the insides of his thighs? Gods. Ming Chui tries to take a steadying breath, tries to will away the heat gathering low in his belly. Huaisang's foot is still pressed up against his thigh, Ming Chui's hand circling his ankle like a cuff. It would take almost nothing to tug and have Huaisang on his back, to ruck up the layers of his hanfu and see how high these stockings really go, to... Fuck. It's probably a good thing that there's a table between them. Ming Chui doesn't have it in him to break a Nie antique. A light flush has risen to Huaisang's face again, pinkening his cheeks and ears. But it's enough of a tell. Ming Chui knows that Huaisang has very likely planned this, but the result is pretty all the same. Then again, maybe he didn't. Maybe Huaisang thought this would be another night where they would toe the line, where he teases and flirts, and Ming Chui, stalwart, maintains the carefully constructed barrier between them. Maybe Ming Chui is tired of playing the game this way. Maybe it's time to surrender and let them both have what they want. But maybe not before having a little of Huaisang's fun first. They finish eating and linger over the last of the wine, sipping languidly and exchanging easy conversation that only skates the surface of the tension building between them. Huaisang doesn't move his foot. Ming Chui doesn't move his hand, only occasionally rubbing a circle into the skin at Huaisang's ankle or the firm flesh at the arch of his foot. His brother shows no indication or reaction, at least nothing more than the sly cant of his lips in a knowing smile or a particularly heavy exhale. Ming Chui drains the last of his cup, rolls the taste of the wine over his tongue. He's warm from the inside out now, not even tipsy, but more just aware.
He revels in the heat of his palm against Hoisang's foot, the delicate layer of fabric that separates them. He can't wait to see more. No, he can wait. He wants to see what card Hoisang will play next. You know, you complained about the heat today and the Hanfu, but you never complained about all that. Hoisang finally breaks the stretching silence and gestures up to the intricate braids on Ming Chui's head and the Nie Guan nestled there. Isn't it annoying? It's so tall.
No more annoying than yours is to do, I imagine,
Ming Chui says, eyeing the cluster of braids gathered at the back of Hoisang's head. He wears them high and proper, long braids running from his hairline up into his engraved guan, just barely spilling in coils over the top. He doesn't have anything so tall and elaborate as Ming Chui's, which does require more pins than Ming Chui is fond of. But with hair so long, his braids must take just as long. Ming Chui can see where sweat dampens and darkens Hoisang's hair at the nape of his neck, and feels heat prickle at his lower belly once again. It's been a long time since he's watched his brother do his Nie braids, though he wears them often enough, whenever it suits him. Hoisang's fingers probably look good, deftly working at the dark curtain of his hair. Hoisang makes a face, raising an eyebrow skeptically. Sure, but I like doing my braids. I get why you don't do them as often, but the guan must be heavy enough to pull at your hair.
Heavy is the head, Ming Chui thinks, and tilts his head at Hoisang, maybe showing off a little bit how securely the hairpiece is woven into the design of his braids. But isn't the effect worth it for a few times a year?
Daga is very handsome, and he knows it, Hoisang replies with an easy smile. A smile that isn't out of place at all in the course of their normal conversations. The way his pupils have started to go dark and blown wide, though, it isn't new, but it makes Ming Chui's heart thud a little faster in his chest when he notices. Your hair is getting quite long, too, isn't it?
Long enough. I should cut it soon.
Ming Chui waits for Hoisang to scoff in reply, which, of course, he does. It's so predictable, it's almost cute. Ming Chui can't help but smile a little. Hoisang has always liked the longer hair on Ming Chui, just as he keeps his own at least to his shoulders, even in the warmer months. It's part of what makes them identifiably Nie, along with the braids.
It does help to keep it short for boxing, Dee Dee.
As long as you don't shave again, Hoisang bargains, tapping at his lower lip with the tip of his closed fan. Ming Chui almost chuckles at his quick shrewdness, but then Hoisang catches his gaze and outright smirks. I like my men with a little bit of scruff.
Hoisang.
His Dee Dee is going to be the death of him. There are only so many times that Ming Chui can reply with Hoisang's name at various levels of admonishing or horny over the course of a single conversation, and Ming Chui has a feeling he's reached his limit. He pinches Hoisang's ankle under the table in warning, but his brother only smirks, cat-like, and makes a show of throwing back the last of his wine. Brat. Hoisang is lucky that Ming Chui's frayed patience plays exactly into what they both want tonight. Well, Daga, he says, pulling his ankle out of Ming Chui's grip so that he can rise, shaking out the folds in his hanfu and snapping open his fan. That was a lovely meal, but what do you say we retire for the evening? I can help you take all the pins out of your hair. Help you relax.
Ah, Ming Chui has been waiting for this. It's not a bad card to play on Hoisang's part, but an obvious one. And from the unabashed expression on his face, Hoisang knows it. There's still a little bit of the game to be had, but it's oh so easy to go along with this, to let the tension between them simmer as they act out a familiar scene of betting and calling and raising the stakes. Tonight, it seems, neither of them are going to fold.
Ming Chui lets Hoi Sung lead the way through the Nie Manor, away from the polished wood of the traditional wing and towards their rooms in the modern part of the estate. He passes his own door to lead them to Ming Chui's. There's not even a moment of hesitation in his steps. It's impossible to ignore the hot something that curls in Ming Chui's stomach at that. Hoi Sung breezes into Ming Chui's room like he's welcome, which he is. Would have been even if they both didn't know where this night is heading. And Ming Chui lets himself simmer in the heat of seeing Hoi Sung in his space, doing what he pleases. He moves with a self-assured grace that belies the lithe form under all those layers of starched linen and silk, all long limbs and swaying hair. He looks like he belongs here. That thought doesn't scare Ming Chui nearly as much as it should. "Come, sit," Hoi Sung says, gesturing to the bed, as he retrieves a comb from Ming Chui's dresser. Ming Chui swallows. But in the end, it's easy to follow Hoi Sung's direction, rolling his stiff neck back and forth a few times as he sits, feels the mattress dip as Hoi Sung climbs onto it and settles behind him, unseen. Hoi Sung's knees bracket Ming Chui's hips as he kneels upright, finding his balance with a slim hand placed on Ming Chui's shoulder. Those knees, covered in stockings under the folds of Hoi Sung's hanfu. Hoi Sung had caught a flash of silver before. Do the stockings match the rest of Hoi Sung's outfit? All slate gray and dark patterns. Qinghe colors with a little bit of Hoi Sung's flair for the dramatic. Rhinestones, lace. Ming Chui knows little about the intricacies of lingerie, at least when it comes to style. He can admit that to himself. But he's looking forward to learning, if Hoi Sung will let him. He's more than certain that Hoi Sung will let him. The weight and warmth of Hoi Sung's hand on his shoulder are like a brand. Still felt even once Hoi Sung removes it to turn his attention to Ming Chui's intricate braids. This close and this attuned to his brother's presence, Ming Chui can feel the gentle flutter of Hoi Sung's breath as it disturbs his hair on an exhale, can smell Hoi Sung's cologne, same as before. "Okay," Hoi Sung murmurs, low and soft. His fingers push into Ming Chui's hair, and gods, he wasn't expecting that to feel so good. He's been distracted, apparently, from the taut pull of his hair at his scalp. Understandably distracted. "Tell me if this hurts at all," Hoi Sung says, gentle fingers sifting through the nest of braids at the base of the guan, seeking the pins that hold it all in place. "Gods, you put all this in yourself? No wonder there are so many pins." Ming Chui grunts a little as Hoi Sung finds and extracts the first pin from his hair. It's a fleeting sting, one quickly soothed by Hoi Sung's fingers.
"We can't all be as talented as Didi."
Hoi Sung laughs and carefully shakes loose the first few braids from Ming Chui's hair. "You can always ask for help, you know."
"I know,"
Ming Chui says. He closes his eyes to savor the sensation of Hoi Sung's deft fingers carding through his hair and the gradual loosening of tension that comes with every removed pin. The touch is tender. It shouldn't go straight to his dick the way it definitely does. Maybe it's because it's Hoi Sung.
"I wanted to look nice for you without needing your help. You asked, after all."
"Dogga!" Hoi Sung whines, but Ming Chui can hear the smile in his voice. He puts a hand on Ming Chui's shoulders to half-turn him, to meet his gaze without breaking the warm line of contact between them. Ming Chui's eyes flutter open to Hoi Sung's pleased smile. "I did ask, and you do look good, as always." The compliment lands a little different now. Not in the least, because Hoi Sung punctuates it with a kiss high along Ming Chui's cheek before he returns to the task at hand. Ming Chui doesn't bother to fight the heat that rises to his cheeks. This is what he's wanted, after all. This intimacy with Hoi Sung.
It's more than perfect. Even if tonight, just this is not enough. Meng Chui manages to clear his throat.
Thank you,
he finally replies, to Huaisang's amused huff. Before he can stop himself, he puts a broad hand on Huaisang's knee at his side, stroking Huaisang's inner thigh with his thumb.
Finish my hair, please, Dee Dee.
The catch in Huaisang's breath doesn't go unnoticed, even as he follows it up with a quiet chuckle. Of course, Daga. Eager to get to bed? Gods, this brat! Meng Chui knows that if he turned right now and pinned Huaisang in place, there would be a dimpled smirk on his brother's face.
Something like that.
It's mostly quiet as Huaisang works, just as carefully, but with more intention now. Meng Chui can feel his restraint thin with every pin that is removed from his hair, with every braid that tumbles to fall around his shoulders. It does feel good to have the tension cease and the weight lift, especially when Huaisang is finally able to remove the heavy guan and nie medallions. The anticipation burns, delicious in its own right, but it's nothing compared to when the tension finally snaps. There, Huaisang says, smoothing Meng Chui's hair down and petting through the strands when it's all said and done. He sets the guan and pins on the sheets beside him. Now, Daga.
Now, Dee Dee.
Meng Chui interrupts, doesn't give Huaisang a chance to continue. He uses his strength to twist around between Huaisang's legs, turning and facing him. It's nothing to push Huaisang flat on his back, to loom over him and press his delicate wrists to the mattress.
I think it's only fair that I get a turn.
A turn at what? Huaisang asks, but Meng Chui can tell when he's playing coy. The pulse in Huaisang's throat jumps and he bites at his own plush lower lip. Unfairly hot, yes, even when it's mostly to stop himself from smirking. It doesn't work. Huaisang's smirking anyway, and Meng Chui finds himself mirroring the expression. Two can play this game, after all.
You got the chance to start undressing me,
he says. After only a moment of hesitation, he reaches out and brushes the guan and hairpins to the floor. They clatter messily against the wood, a problem for later, with Huaisang spread like this underneath him.
I'd like to return the favor.
And with gentle hands, Meng Chui skims his fingers underneath the placket of Huaisang's hanfu, loose enough now that he can tug at the neckline and reveal. Oh, Daga, Huaisang sighs, eyes twinkling. So you did see. Up close, Meng Chui can see the details, at least from what he can currently reveal. The bra strap is a dark silvery gray, with some kind of tiny metal studs and a neat line down the center of it. The strap cuts diagonally across Huaisang's pale skin. The contrast makes him appear all the more luminous in the soft light. Now that he's looking closely, Meng Chui spots a freckle that he's never seen before. Not that he's ever had the opportunity to examine Huaisang's collarbones and slim shoulders from this close. And suddenly it's heinous that he hasn't put his mouth there. So he does. Huaisang gasps. He gasps so beautifully at the first touch of Meng Chui's lips to his skin, like this wasn't among the things he had ruthlessly planned. Meng Chui presses his smile into Huaisang's skin, leaving a trail of kisses along his collarbone and then up the pale column of his neck. Huaisang squirms. It's like he can't seem to decide if he wants to push into the attention or not. Or maybe can't decide exactly where he wants Meng Chui's mouth. Ah, maybe it's the mustache. Heat pools in Meng Chui's gut at the thought of Huaisang's skin rubbed raw, stinging pink, punctuated by darker marks, sucked into his skin. He'd look just as lovely like that, too, as he does now, arching his back and whining high in his throat. Meng Chui opens his mouth to make it happen.
Hoisang smells potently like himself, at the crux of his neck and shoulder, where he's dabbed most of his cologne and had started to sweat out in the afternoon sun. It's intoxicating. Ming Tuei feels dizzy with it, with finally being able to kiss and lick and nip at Hoisang's neck like he's wanted for so long. He moves a hand off Hoisang's waist to skim down his body, resting on the smooth metal and leather of Hoisang's Nie-fashioned belt. The sound Hoisang makes is nothing less than an open-mouthed groan.
Show me.
Ming Tuei pulls far enough away to meet Hoisang's blown dark eyes, tapping gently at the belt. He glances down to that sliver of strap that's still revealed by Hoisang's disrupted neckline.
I want to see all of it, Didi.
So impatient, Hoisang says, but his voice has gone thready, shot through with desire. But he's smirking. Of course, this is what he's wanted all night, too. Because what's the point of wearing something beautiful and secret if it doesn't get shown off eventually? Don't you want to start with my braids like I did you?
Hoisang!
All right, of course. Hoisang nearly purrs. Whatever Daga wants. Ming Tuei reluctantly lets go of Hoisang and sits back on his heels to watch as his brother, teasingly, deliberately, begins to remove layer after layer of his hanfu. He swallows thickly at the coy, half-lidded expression on Hoisang's face, the way his lips tip into an impish smirk. This is Hoisang's game. He holds the cards and he knows it. And Ming Tuei? Ming Tuei is just along for the ride. The thick leather belt comes off first. Hoisang arches his back and slides his hands behind himself to reach the clasp, and he throws the whole affair to the side without preamble. But then he bites his lip as he settles more comfortably on his back again, curling his fingers into the silk brocade of his top layer, the one that's all shifting patterns in Nie grays and subtle greens. You know, he says, calm and conversational, for all that a high flush has settled on his cheeks. I think I have a better idea.
Oh?
Ming Tuei asks. Hoisang keeps skirting the tips of his fingers up and down the neck of his hanfu, a tease at parting the layers he's yet to reveal. Ming Tuei has to claw his own hands into the fabric of his own hanfu around his knees to resist the urge to just push Hoisang down and flay the layers open, revealing what he most wants to see. Patience. His patience will be rewarded.
And what's that, Didi?
If Hoisang is as deliberate in this as he is in everything he truly cares about, it will be worth the wait. Hoisang makes a show of sighing and stretching his arms over his head, pushing his chest out and canting his hips at an angle that makes him look languid and sensual. He could be in a painting, in the pages of a magazine with a pose like that. But he's here, spread across Ming Tuei's bed, shooting a smile up at Ming Tuei that shows off his dimples. You said you wanted to return the favor, Hoisang says, raising an eyebrow. Then you should be the one to undress me, hmm? Take care of your Didi. Get him out of all of these stifling layers. See what I've done for yourself. The bolt of lust that runs down Ming Tuei's spine shouldn't be a surprise. But maybe it's because it's Hoisang himself saying these words and looking up at Ming Tuei with enough heat in his eyes to set them both ablaze. It's Hoisang, his clever, beautiful Didi, here in the flesh, waiting and wanting, and not just whispering these words in Ming Tuei's late-night fantasies. Ming Tuei is never going to say no to him.
Yes,
Ming Tuei growls. Hoisang lets his hands fall to his sides as Ming Tuei reaches out, reverently, for the top layer of his hanfu. It sheds easily now that it isn't trapped by Hoisang's belt. It only takes a moment for Hoisang to pull his arms through the sleeves, and then Ming Tuei tosses the sides open, leaving it gathered underneath Hoisang like wings at his back. Below the discarded silver gray, he wears a layer of black, followed by two more in white. They're all in some kind of lightweight linen or silk, but gods, Ming Chui had thought his own Hanfu were unnecessarily warm in the summer air.
"This is too many goddamn layers, Hoi Song,"
he mutters as he slides the black layer off his brother's shoulders, and Hoi Song shudders with laughter. With the darkest layers removed, Ming Chui can see why they were necessary. The remaining robes are thin and light enough that he can definitely make out the dark shapes of the straps and lace against Hoi Song's skin. It's still only vague shapes and patterns under the two layers of gauzy white, but it's a taste. It's enough to make his mouth water. Ming Chui skims his fingers under the collar of Hoi Song's last two layers, brushing between the placket to reach Hoi Song's chest. He meets Hoi Song's eyes and finds coy amusement, but also a challenge. "Do it," he murmurs. Ming Chui can feel the thud of his heart only inches beneath his fingers, pounding despite how collected Hoi Song appears. But that's not quite right. Ming Chui knows his brother well enough to read his tells. Hoi Song wants this as much as he does. "Please, Daga, we've waited long enough." He's not wrong. Ming Chui tries to ignore how his fingers tremble as he finally peels apart the final layers of Hoi Song's Hanfu, guiding the fabric down his slender arms before he leans back to take in the picture Hoi Song creates. "Oh, fuck. It's worth the wait." The lingerie Hoi Song has chosen is a stunning set in black and silver gray. Tiny metal studs and metallic threads make it shimmer in the low light. Ming Chui has suspected correctly. Hoi Song is wearing a bra, a sheer black lace-paneled thing that does very little to hide the rosy peaks of his nipples. Even as flat-chested as he is, the dainty cups accentuate Hoi Song's slender form. There's even a tiny black satin bow in the center of his chest where the cups meet. Fuck. Ming Chui exhales shakily as his eyes travel down, following the expanse of Hoi Song's skin on display. Hoi Song has chosen a matched set, of course. The bra and panties, are all black mesh and silver embroidered lace in angled patterns that look almost like crystal growths. There's a little black bow on his panties, too, right in the center, right over where Hoi Song's half-hard cock fills out and distends the fabric. Ming Chui can see the shape of it, how Hoi Song's cock is flushed and pink underneath the sheer fabric. It leaves very little to the imagination. Ming Chui is more than half-hard at the sight. Hoi Song is also wearing a garter belt, because he never does anything by halves, once he's deigned something worth doing. The dark lace nips in at his slim waist. God, Ming Chui could probably nearly span the width of his hips with both hands. And twin black ribbon straps clip to the lacy hems of his thigh-high stockings. Because Ming Chui was right, Hoi Song is wearing stockings. Gods, the image Hoi Song makes in all this. He must have chosen something he knew would drive Ming Chui to madness just with a tease, let alone now, when he finally gets to see the full ensemble. "Do you like it?" Hoi Song asks, a smirk in his voice, like he can't see the way that Ming Chui's filling cock obscenely tents the fabric of his Hanfu. "I knew I had to have it once I saw it."
"Qinghe colors," Ming Chui murmurs,
raking his eyes back up Hoi Song's body to meet his gaze. The pretty flush on his face has started to reach down his neck. Well, some of that is very likely from the attention of Ming Chui's mouth.
"You look beautiful like this, Dee Dee."
Hoi Song makes a soft, pleased noise in the back of his throat, breath hitching at the praise.
"And oh, isn't that something?"
"You can touch, you know," Hoi Song says, arching against the bed again. At the center of his peeled-apart layers, he's nothing short of ethereal, surrounded by his spread robes like they're a dozen wings. Ming Chui couldn't look away if he tried, and he certainly doesn't want to. They both gasp when Ming Chui makes contact with Huaisang's skin, reaching out to fit his large hand in the dip of Huaisang's waist right over the garter belt. The lace is just a little bit rough against his palm, a heady contrast to how warm and soft Huaisang's back is against his fingertips. Ming Chui runs a thumb along the edge of it, planting his other hand on the bed at Huaisang's side so that he can lean over him, drink him in.
"I wondered,"
Ming Chui says hoarsely, brushing along the details of the lingerie, the silver embroidered designs, the little satin bow, with a gentleness that has Huaisang squirming.
"After I saw the first peek of it under your hanfu, I wondered how much you were wearing, if it matched."
"Of course it matches," Huaisang says, a little breathless. He sighs, lashes fluttering when Ming Chui traces his fingertips up the center of Huaisang's body, from navel to sternum, exploring the texture of his skin. "I'm not a heathen. I have class, Daga." Trust his Didi to take that away from the conversation.
"Of course you have good taste,"
Ming Chui agrees, swallowing thickly. His voice is rough with desire, even to his own ears.
"But I was more preoccupied with lingerie under hanfu, Huaisang. It's..."
Huaisang laughs a little, fingers flexing in said hanfu as he arches into Ming Chui's touch. "Not a traditional choice, I'll admit, but I ended up loving the look, even though,
"Even though what?"
Ming Chui prompts when Huaisang whines, shivers at the gentleness of Ming Chui's touch, playing with the lace edge of the bra at his ribs. "Well..." Huaisang's eyes are dark, so dark when he catches Ming Chui's gaze again. "It's lovely, but lace isn't that soft, Daga. I've been wearing it all day, and every time I move, I can feel it. There was no way I could forget what I had on under all these layers. I just had to try to keep my face thick enough that you couldn't tell."
Ming Chui burns. "But you wanted me to see. You wanted me to know that you were hiding this."
Huaisang makes a lovely little gasp when Ming Chui thumbs one of his nipples through the lace, tossing his head to the side. He looks up at Ming Chui through half-lidded eyes, his smile just a little smug. "Daga, everything I planned today was for you, including this. Only for you." Ming Chui's cock throbs.
"So thoughtful, Didi,"
he says. The knowledge that Huaisang picked this out with him in mind punches him in the gut with pure lust. Ming Chui is all too aware of how hard he's become, trapped taut under his own layers of hanfu. He's still entirely clothed, even though Huaisang is nearly bare beneath him. Gods, if he had the patience, he'd want to take a picture, though Ming Chui is certain that the image of Huaisang like this, all dark lace and luminous skin and red mouth, is going to live behind his eyelids forever. For now, though,
"if it's all for me, then I'm not going to put your scheming to waste."
"Daga!" Huaisang starts, most likely to protest the word scheming, but whatever else he was going to say dies in his throat, turns into a gasp and a moan as Ming Chui leans in to lick a stripe up his chest. He presses them together, covers Huaisang with his weight as he sneaks his fingers under one cup, squeezes Huaisang's chest in time with a nip to the column of his throat. Ming Chui smirks at the groan he gets in response. Chest to chest, he can feel every shudder and twitch that Huaisang makes. If the last 5 minutes are any indication, Huaisang is beautifully responsive. "Fuck!" Huaisang swears, head tossed back against the sheets and his discarded hanfu. He's so warm, even through the layers, Ming Chui can feel the heat of Huaisang's lace-confined cock against his own. "Fuck, Daga, you feel so... your hands are so big!" They are. Ming Tui has dreamed of this, framing Huaisong's narrow hips in his hands, guiding them together, imagining what his fingers would look like spread across the ladder of Huaisong's ribs, or cupping the surprising plushness of his ass. He bites back a groan as Huaisong arches up into him, rubs their cocks together with what leverage he can manage. He has the chance to find out what his hands look like against Huaisong's skin, what Huaisong's body feels like tonight. Ming Tui isn't going to let the opportunity go to waste. Ming Tui drags his mouth up Huaisong's chest to the sweet dip of his collar at the base of his neck. He toys with one nipple as he leaves open-mouthed kisses along Huaisong's collarbone, nipping and sucking and rubbing his scruff against Huaisong's skin until it's pink and oversensitive. Huaisong's every reaction, when he sucks in a breath and pushes into Ming Tui's touch and finally threads a hand into Ming Tui's loosened hair to guide him exactly where he wants him. Oh, it all only serves to double the tempo of Ming Tui's heart in his chest. He can feel the thunder of his heartbeat in his own ears, almost threatening to drown out the thready moans Huaisong keeps making underneath him. Ming Tui grins into Huaisong's shoulder, rolling the firm bud of his nipple between two fingers and grinding their hips together. And oh, the noise Huaisong makes is utterly gorgeous.
Tuga!
Huaisong pants, flexing his fingers in Ming Tui's hair to pull him away. He's adorably flushed, the beginning of beard burn painting a large swath of red pink across his chest.
Stop being such a tease!
Ming Tui chuckles, spreading his knees just a little more to better settle his weight on top of Huaisong, bringing their clothed cocks together again in an aching slide. They're both still trapped by the layers between them, but that's what makes it a little bit filthy, just on the edge of not enough.
Maybe I picked that up from you, Dee Dee.
But I want...
Huaisong interrupts himself with a gasp when Ming Tui tucks his head close, licks up his neck to mouth at the dark shape of Huaisong's tattoo.
I want, Daga. I've been waiting all day and you're still fucking clothed. How is that fair when... Ah!
The hand in his hair spasms when Ming Tui sucks a mark over Huaisong's tattoo, on the soft skin just below his ear. He can't resist exhaling cool air against it, blinking his eyes open to admire his work. It's one of many marks that Ming Tui has left that the collar of Huaisong's Hanfu isn't going to be able to hide. The thought sends a tremor down Ming Tui's spine. It's hard not to love the look of his brother marked. His.
Anything for you, Dee Dee.
Ming Tui breathes, tipping Huaisong's head with a gentle finger so that he can finally capture Huaisong's mouth. Kissing Huaisong is everything that he's dreamed about, and more, when Huaisong wastes no time in parting his lips and welcoming him inside. Ming Tui groans deep in his chest when Huaisong's tongue curls around his, coaxing them together, slick on slick. His lips are so soft, so wet already as Ming Tui swallows every gasp. They barely part for air. Why would they need to when they've wanted to drown in each other for so long? Fuck, but this is perfect. He licks past Huaisong's teeth, nibbles at his lower lip, tries to show Huaisong what he does to Ming Tui. The well of passion inside him feels like it will never stop flowing over, now that they've broken the dam, now that they've allowed themselves to have this.
Daga!
Huaisong pants when he breaks away, tightening his grip in Ming Tui's loose braids. His mouth is red and kiss-swollen and so tempting to return to.
I swear, if you don't touch me soon...
Ming Tui extracts his fingers from underneath the cup of the bra to pet down the length of Huaisong's side, a move that would be comforting if both of them weren't so keyed up and intoxicated on each other. Huaisong merely whines the closer and closer Ming Tui gets to his destination. The sexy little panties that are gorgeously filled out with Huaisong's cock, so hard that the leaking tip of it peeks over the hem and the little satin bow. It's a downright pornographic sight. The glistening smear of pre-cum on Hoisong's smooth belly and how the sheer fabric has become even more transparent now that it's damp with Hoisong's slick. It makes Ming Tui's mouth water. Soon, he tells himself. Hoisong had asked for his touch first. The groan Hoisong makes when Ming Tui cups the length of his cock in his large palm sends heat rushing down Ming Tui's spine, coiling somewhere deep inside of him. Ming Tui can fit his whole hand over the lace-covered hardness, thumbing at the wet peak of the head that has pulled the hem of the lacy panties away from Hoisong's skin. Gods, he's perfect. The game between them has been cast aside, leaving only naked desire in its wake. Ming Tui is helpless to the stirring in his gut, the ache of wanting Hoisong that has become a companion after all this time. He squeezes Hoisong's cock through the panties, swipes a finger through the pre-cum beating at the tip. It feels so natural to bring his thumb up to his mouth and swirl his tongue around it to finally get a taste. Hoisong gives a high whine, watching with dark eyes as Ming Tui has his first taste of him. It's not nearly enough to sate him. He has to have a taste from the source. That's as much warning as Hoisong gets as Ming Tui slides down the length of his body, then and there.
Fuck, Daga!
Hoisong keens, body bowing at the first touch of Ming Tui's tongue. He sucks at Hoisong's cock through the lace, getting it damp and then downright wet as he explores the texture of the fabric. The scent and taste of Hoisong, of the pre-cum that has soaked through the sheer cloth, is intoxicating. Ming Tui is sure again and again that he can't get any harder. And then his body just keeps proving him wrong, reacting to Hoisong like a moth drawn to flame. Hoisong's hands anchor in Ming Tui's hair, restlessly moving, gently tugging him exactly where he wants his brother's mouth.
I had wanted to get on my knees for you, you know, not the other way around.
Didi, do you know how you look right now?
Ming Tui's voice is sex rough already, and he hasn't even gotten the chance to take Hoisong into his mouth. He can see the shiver that his words cause on Hoisong's skin, how he arches against the bed, hips shifting to seek sensation.
So beautiful, Didi. Like this, I have no choice but to worship you.
He peels down Hoisong's panties far enough for him to grasp the base of his cock in hand. And then there's no reason to hold back. No reason not to swallow him down all in one go. Hoisong shouts. Ming Tui sucks, gently at first, throat working around Hoisong's cock and the spit that floods his mouth at the sudden intrusion. It's been a long time since Ming Tui has done this, had sex with anyone, let alone perform this particular act on another man. But this is them, this is Hoisong, and there's nothing he wouldn't do for his Didi. There's nothing he wants more in this moment than to bring Hoisong to the heights of pleasure, to see the rapture unfold on his face, to know that he, Ming Tui, put it there and no one else. There really is no coming back from this for either of them. Hoisong's knees fall farther apart, making more room for his shoulders as Ming Tui bends, breathes through his nose, as he takes Hoisong all the way to the hilt. He tastes of salt and musk, even stronger here than on the sweat-damp plains of his neck. Hoisong gasps when Ming Tui's lips meet the base of his cock, belly twitching away from the rasp of Ming Tui's mustache. Good. Ming Tui doesn't want Hoisong to forget who is between his legs.
Daga!
He shudders, fingers curling through Ming Tui's braids, his other hand petting along the muscular slope of Ming Tui's shoulder.
Fuck, the way Hoisong keeps calling to him. Just from that alone, Ming Tui isn't going to last.
You make me feel so good!
Ming Tui hums, savoring the way Hoisong's cock twitches in his mouth when he does so.
Tell me, Didi,
he says when he pulls off, not even bothering to wipe at the spit-slick mess of his lips. Hoisong can't stop staring down at him, something enraptured and possessive in his eyes.
Don't stop. Keep talking. Tell me how to make you feel good.
You already are,
Hoisong pants, brushing the flyaway strands from Ming Tui's sweat-damp face. The smile Hoisong gives him is incandescent. It shouldn't be the thing that makes Ming Tui's cock twitch in his hanfu. Ming Tui cradles Hoisong's slim hips in his hands, pinning him to the bed where he sucks down the length of him again. From the high noise that emits from Hoisong's parted lips, he doesn't mind being held down. Quite the opposite, which means that Ming Tui can take his sweet time exploring everything he can reach, where to apply suction and pressure, where to lick and nibble to elicit the most beautiful reactions from his Didi. Well, as much time as it takes before both of them are driven to desperation, and they were both already keyed up and attuned to each other to begin with, a pair of live wires that cannot help but spark. Hoisong follows his instruction, though. He keeps up a mostly steady stream of commentary as Ming Tui blows him, praise and direction falling from his lips and punctuated with the most erotic sounds Ming Tui has ever heard. But he knows Hoisong isn't just playing a part. He's the one that pushed the game this far tonight, played to win, and has Ming Tui here like this as his victory prize. Ming Tui grins around Hoisong's cock to think of himself as a reward. Soon enough, Hoisong is pulling at his hair again. Ming Tui savors the burn until Hoisong becomes too urgent, hips twitching under his hands in uncoordinated thrusts as his body seeks out pleasure.
Daga! Daga, please!
He begs, belly shuddering and chest heaving with every breath. The lingerie looks even better now that he's sex-flushed and sweating, skin glistening with it on the bare stretch of his chest and exposed tops of his thighs above his stockings.
It's too... I don't want to come until you're inside me, Daga!
Ming Tui pulls off Hoisong's cock with a wet pop, letting it fall against his stomach, pink and hard. It looks... gods... The base of it still rucks up the lace of his panties, which are even more sheer for how wet they are from Ming Tui's attention.
Yes,
he says, nearly a growl with how hoarse his voice has become.
Didi, if that's what you want, I'll...
Do it, come on!
Hoisong pulls gently at his hair, pushes at his shoulders, like he can't decide what will get Ming Tui to move the way he wants.
Daga!
Ming Tui leaves Hoisong's cock with a parting kiss before he pushes himself up again, squeezing Hoisong's hips in comfort.
Shh, Didi, let me take care of you. I know what you need.
The words don't stop the slow writhe of Hoisong's body against the bed, back arching and hips tilting impatiently. But he's good. He doesn't reach down and touch himself, content for the moment to let Ming Tui do as he pleases. Hoisong's eyes go half-lidded when Ming Tui unhooks the stockings from the garter belt. He curls his fingers in the hem of Hoisong's panties to carefully tug them off and down Hoisong's thighs until he's bare. Well, sort of. The bra strap has shifted off Hoisong's shoulder, the cups a little askew from Ming Tui's attention. The garter belt and stockings have yet to come off, too, and somehow his exposed cock and all that lace paint an even prettier picture. Between that and the scattered marks Ming Tui has left on Hoisong's neck, he looks thoroughly debauched. It's... fuck. Ming Tui's fingers flex against Hoisong's waist. Hoisong has never looked so beautiful as he does like this.
Leave them on!
Hoisong says, taking Ming Tui's rapturous silence for indecision.
Fuck me in my stockings, Daga. I know you can be careful enough not to tear them.
Brat,
Ming Tui grumbles, but without heat. He pinches Hoisong's waist, just enough to see him squirm. The thought is tempting, hooking Hoisong's stocking-clad legs over his shoulders, fucking into him so hard that neither of his bra straps stay up.
If you can talk like that, then clearly I'm not doing a very good job of this,
Hoisong smirks and looks up at Ming Tui through his eyelashes. He's flushed and sweating and has no business looking as smug as he does.
What did you say earlier? Anything for your Didi? I thought you liked me running my mouth.
Ming Tui does. It doesn't stop him from swooping in to kiss the words off Hoisong's lips. They don't waste any time. Despite Hoisang's teasing, he's clearly aching for it as much as Ming Tuei is, hitching their hips together as soon as Ming Tuei descends upon him. He kisses the taste of himself out of Ming Tuei's mouth. Ming Tuei gives as good as he gets, sucking on Hoisang's tongue, leaving a trail of bristly kisses along the line of his jaw when they part for air. "Fuck," Hoisang whispers when they part, into the skin at the side of Ming Tuei's neck. Ming Tuei shivers despite feeling overwhelmed with heat. It's past time he got out of these layers, too. When Hoisang feels Ming Tuei's hand at his waist, hears the clink of his belt, he swears again. "Fuck, Daga, yes! Come on! Come on, I want to feel you!" Ming Tuei pushes upright again, struggles only briefly with shedding his belt and pushing his layers apart to get to his leaking cock. He doesn't have the patience to remove it all, not with Hoisang's wandering hands. For now, this is enough. For now, this lets him shove down his boxer briefs and guide their cocks together, sliding through the sweat and slick and spit already coating Hoisang. Gods, the sight of their cocks together, not to mention the feel. Hoisang's cock is blood hot against his, wet and dribbling pre-cum over both of them when Ming Tuei takes their cocks in hand. The slow pace he sets for them isn't nearly enough, but he resists the urge to really move his fist like he wants. Hoisang had asked to be fucked after all. Ming Tuei intends to deliver on his promise. Even in this, Hoisang is too observant by halves. The moment that Ming Tuei sticks two fingers into his own mouth, swirling them around with his tongue to get them as wet as possible, Hoisang's eyes fixate on him. His cock twitches against Ming Tuei's, his hips shifting to thrust a little into Ming Tuei's grip.
"Yeah,"
he says prettily, watching closely as Ming Tuei's fingers emerge from his mouth, shiny, slick, and reaching low between them.
"Oh yes, fuck."
Reminding him to be patient at this point feels hypocritical. Ming Tuei's fingers nearly tremble as he trails them down Hoisang's body, brushing back behind his balls to his hole. Hoisang is smaller enough that Ming Tuei can find an angle that works for his wrist that still allows him to stay propped over Hoisang's body, watching for the reactions that flit across his features. He whines when Ming Tuei carefully circles his hole with two fingers, spreading the slick as best he can before starting to press inside. His brow creases at the first intrusion, smoothing over again as Ming Tuei dips his finger deeper, rubs at the furled muscle of Hoisang's hole to distract him from the stretch. He gasps when Ming Tuei's long fingers press deeper, probably deeper than Hoisang himself can reach. And that thought makes Ming Tuei's skin flush with heat. Of course, Hoisang has done this before. He's a man that likes to explore pleasure and knows what he likes. Ming Tuei wants to be what Hoisang likes. Ming Tuei wants to be all Hoisang can think about like this.
"Lube,"
Ming Tuei grunts, hoping his face isn't so thin that Hoisang can guess at his thoughts. See the wide streak of possessiveness coursing through him. He begins a slow slide, trying to finger Hoisang as gently as he can, with only spit to ease the way. He knows his fingers are big, even just the one.
"Ah!"
Hoisang huffs out a laugh, grinning as he flings out an arm to feel along the sheets to the discarded hanfu underneath him. It takes him a moment to locate his top layer, the one with all the lovely silver brocade, and his clever hand disappears into the draping sleeve, pulling out a little bottle.
"Good thing one of us was prepared for this possibility tonight."
Hoisang's unbearably smug look is, unfortunately, quite attractive on him, but Ming Tuei is biased.
"You were this confident, Dee Dee."
Ming Tuei's throat tightens when Hoisang passes him the bottle, their fingertips brushing. God, everything about this feels so intimate, even more so for how well they know each other, the unspeakable bond between them. Hoisang's smirk softens to a little smile. He pushes himself up onto his elbows so he can rub his thumb along the arch of Ming Tuei's cheek, down to his lower lip in a gentle caress.
"More like hopeful," he says finally. "It's, you know, it's been a long time coming, Daga."
Meng Chui hums, busying himself with popping open the cap to the lube, removing his hand from Huaisang so that he can squeeze plenty onto his shaking fingers. It's an excuse not to look into Huaisang's knowing gaze, to try and find the right words, despite feeling seen and exposed down to the marrow. They will have to talk about this. Later. This thunderous release in the tension between them has been building for longer than Meng Chui cares to think. There's no coming back from it. For all that they can ride the waves of pleasure now, this changes things. Huaisang knows it too. But later. Meng Chui focuses on thoroughly coating his fingers, waiting for the lube to warm before he reaches for Huaisang again. He smooths down Huaisang's thigh with his clean hand, savoring the texture of the satin straps and lace and Huaisang's soft skin in between. Huaisang bends easily when Meng Chui cups a hand under his thigh, hooking Huaisang's knee over his shoulder to spread him even further. It feels like they're both holding their breath as Meng Chui nudges between Huaisang's cheeks, finding his hole and sinking a finger in again with one fluid motion. Huaisang exhales, spine arching as he rocks down onto Meng Chui's finger, urging it deeper. One finger isn't too much of a stretch. The lube helps, though it still feels like Huaisang's body is impossibly tight, clenching down on Meng Chui's finger hungrily. "Another?" Huaisang asks, demands, leaving Meng Chui helpless but to give him what he wants. The muscles in Huaisang's thigh flex under his stockings as he adjusts to the intrusion of a second finger. He looks so good like this, with a high flush and a layer of sweat. Meng Chui scissors his fingers carefully, drawing in and out in a slick slide that leaves both of them panting. Meng Chui watches where his two fingers press into Huaisang's body, swallowed into the dark heat of him. Huaisang is the one getting fingered, but it's Meng Chui's breath that catches in his chest at the sight. Oh, what is Huaisang going to feel like around his cock? Meng Chui has to push the image out of his mind. He's already hard and leaking enough as it is, a prominent damp spot forming from the pre-cum smeared onto the inner layers of his opened hanfu. He can tell when Huaisang has adjusted enough to take a third finger, from the slow unwinding of tension in his shoulders to the way he finally stops biting his lower lip in concentration. His erection has flagged a little, but when his eyes flutter open to meet Meng Chui's, they're just as dark and wide-blown as before.
"Daga,"
he says, the corner of his lips tilting up in a smile. Huaisang smooths a hand down his own body, cupping his chest over the bra, toying with his own nipple. Meng Chui is the one who shudders, watching his Didi touch himself, give himself pleasure.
"I can take more than that. I won't break."
With how big Meng Chui's three fingers look, slowly pistoning in and out of him, Meng Chui isn't so sure. But he can't deny either of them what they want for very much longer.
"Forgive me for being thorough," he replies,
and on the next slide in, makes sure to carefully angle his fingers up as well as deep. It takes another two or three thrusts before his fingertips brush that spot inside of Huaisang, but the reaction is instantaneous, electric. Huaisang gasps, hips stuttering in their rhythm as he tries to meet Meng Chui's fingers thrust for thrust. His hole flutters around Meng Chui's fingers, the catch of him so hot and wet that, "Fuck," Meng Chui swears, pushing in again, doing his best to recreate exactly that. His unbound hair falls into his face and he brushes it back, impatient. He can't take his eyes off Huaisang.
"Yeah, that's it, Didi. You look so good."
"Unfair," Huaisang groans, rolling his hips. "Totally unfair for you to be so good at this, Daga. If you don't want me to come before I get on your cock..."
"You'll come when I tell you to,"
Meng Chui growls, surprising himself, and Huaisang, if his muttered expletive is anything to go by. But his patience is frayed, and it's doing no good to deny them this any longer now that Huaisang is so thoroughly prepared that he's begging for it.
Meng Chui has no doubts that Hoisang would beg for his cock regardless, now that they've smashed through the final barriers they had constructed between them. But he doesn't want to hurt Hoisang. Even with three fingers, he knows this is going to be a stretch. Move up, he grunts, nodding to the head of the bed and the mound of undisturbed pillows. Meng Chui sheds the robes clinging to his shoulders. Finally, he's really started to sweat, and tosses them haphazardly behind him. When he looks up again, Hoisang has arranged himself like a king, arms stretched languidly over his head to loosely grab at the carved wooden headboard. The motion pushes the cups of the bra together, emphasizing the slim breadth of Hoisang's waist and the long, long stretch of his stocking-clad legs. Hoisang spreads his legs even further when he catches Meng Chui's gaze. His smirk isn't suggestive. It's openly bold in a way that Meng Chui hasn't seen cast in his direction before. Well, Meng Chui's cock twitches where it's pressed up against his belly, smearing pre-cum along the trail of hair below his navel. Maybe he has. Maybe he's just always dismissed it as Hoisang's flirtatious nature. Meng Chui has a feeling that it's going to be even harder to withstand Hoisang's presence after this, if only because he'll have these memories replaying in his mind every time he catches sight of Hoisang's bare wrist, his tattoo, the coy slant of his mouth in a suggestive grin. And Meng Chui is only human, after all. Dee Dee, Meng Chui says, crawling up the bed to kneel in the bracket of Hoisang's thighs. He smooths his hands up Hoisang's flank from calf to knee to thigh, playing with the lacy edge along the top of the satiny stocking. Is the fabric sheer enough that he'd be able to see any marks he leaves on Hoisang? Would Hoisang want that as much as Meng Chui does?
Daga,
Hoisang replies, his grin softening. He winds Meng Chui in with a soft tug at the closest braid he can reach, pressing up to meet Meng Chui halfway with a kiss. Meng Chui will never tire of this. The cupid's bow of Hoisang's lips is as soft as it looks, parting gently underneath his. Hoisang hums into it, sounding for all the world content to do just this, to kiss and kiss, pressed together and bared to each other in all the ways that matter. They both gasp when their bare cocks touch again. Heat sparks up Meng Chui's spine, and Hoisang's fingers in his hair turn urgent, pulling his braids taut. Hoisang has barely opened his mouth to beg when Meng Chui puts his broad palms on the back of Hoisang's thighs and lines himself up, dragging the wet head of his cock along the crack of Hoisang's ass in a slide that's torturous for both of them. But then his cock head catches at the rim of Hoisang's hole, and both of them groan in unison as Meng Chui starts to push inside. Fuck. Fuck. There is no way Meng Chui could have predicted anything about this night, but least of all this. Hoisang is so hot around him as Meng Chui slides deeper, as gently as he can, sheathing himself in Hoisang's body. He opens so beautifully, for all that he's impossibly tight around Meng Chui's cock, head tossed back against the pillows to expose the long, marked line of his neck. The whine in Hoisang's throat builds to a continuous moan when his mouth drops open, his nose scrunched in concentration as he just takes it, as they slot together perfectly. It feels like Meng Chui holds his breath until he bottoms out, until his balls meet the smooth curve of Hoisang's ass and he stops, panting, waiting for them both to adjust.
Talk to me,
he says, petting the sweat-damp hair at Hoisang's sides. Anything to distract himself from moving too soon or coming too soon, just at the sight of Hoisang below him taking his cock.
How do you feel?
Hoisang chuckles, more than a little breathless. Meng Chui can feel it from the inside out. He has to bite his lip on a groan when Hoisang arches his back, circles his hips in a careful grind as he tests out the stretch of Meng Chui inside him.
I feel,
Hoisang starts, and hums in pleasure as he starts to rock onto Meng Chui's cock with more intention.
Full, So full and stretched out, Daga. It's like all I can feel is your cock. Ming Chui doesn't need the flattery, but the thought that he's giving Huaisang pleasure, gods, that does as much for him as the clutch of Huaisang's body around him.
You feel so good around me, Didi.
You feel so good in me. Huaisang stretches, links his arms around Ming Chui's neck at the same time that he squeezes his knees around Ming Chui's hips, latching them together. His eyes gleam, mischievous. That's all the warning Ming Chui gets before Huaisang clenches down on him. So big, Daga. I've thought about this, but ugh, it's nothing compared to actually having you inside me. You're going to ruin me for anyone else.
I want to.
Ming Chui says hoarsely, feeling his cock twitch at Huaisang's words. Possessiveness is not becoming, but Huaisang has won him, body and heart, and he can't stand the idea of Huaisang in anyone else's arms. Not after this.
I don't want there to be anyone else.
Huaisang licks his lips. Then show me, Daga. That's all the encouragement that Ming Chui needs. He pins Huaisang's hips to the bed as he pulls out part way, starting a languid rhythm as he pushes inside again. Like with everything else, Huaisang gives as good as he gets, rolling his hips to meet Ming Chui's thrusts, a cadence that quickly picks up in tempo as they find their stride. Ming Chui has known for some time that his brother is a creature of pleasure, seeking out the best in whatever has captured his interest. Fine art, music, wine. But to see him like this takes Ming Chui's breath away. Huaisang is good at this, knows his own body, and pays attention to the things that make Ming Chui feel good, too. He angles his hips just so, drags Ming Chui down so that he can lick into Ming Chui's mouth at the same time. It means he has to bend himself nearly in half to do so, but he goes so easily, shameless and demanding of what he wants. It makes Ming Chui's blood hot in his veins to see his brother so caught in pleasure. Every moan and sigh and groan from Huaisang's mouth makes his thrusts a little harder, a little deeper. He wants to hear every sound Huaisang can make like this, commit every second of this to memory. Daga, Huaisang moans against him, pressing a kiss to Ming Chui's cheek that quickly smears back down to his parted lips. They kiss again, mouths wet and swollen. Ming Chui swallows every sound Huaisang makes until they have to part again for air.
You're thinking too hard. Ah, just keep your focus on me. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere.
I know, Didi,
Ming Chui murmurs, pulling away so that he can meet Huaisang's eyes. Huaisang runs his hands along Ming Chui's sweaty shoulders, squeezing in something like reassurance.
I don't want to forget a second of this.
Huaisang laughs, breathless, and plants his feet on the mattress so that he can rock back even harder on Ming Chui's next thrust. Gods, Ming Chui is never going to get enough of him.
We won't, he says. We never will. I'm not letting go of you, Daga, and if you ever think you're starting to forget, oh!
Ming Chui smirks despite himself as his next thrust catches Huaisang off guard. He can feel the full body spasm that runs through Huaisang when Ming Chui finally manages to brush up against his prostate. The resulting clench of Huaisang around him makes him go lightheaded with pleasure for a moment. Neither of them are going to last much longer.
What then, Huaisang?
Then you'll just have to fuck me again, Huaisang grins.
If you're still capable of putting sentences together, then I need to do a better job of fucking you now.
I'm not complaining, Huaisang smiles, raising an eyebrow. But have you tried putting your back into it?
And this feels perfect. Not just moving inside Huaisang, the way their bodies join like they are meant for this pleasure together, but how this feels like an extension of everything they do. Huaisang has not stopped being himself. Ming Chui has stopped being himself. There is no denial in who they are and what they are to each other. It's the culmination of the simmering desire they have both felt for years. It's all-encompassing heat, passion that threatens to overwhelm now that Ming Chui has let himself free to feel.
It's also fun. Ming Tuei didn't expect to laugh during sex with Huaisang. Maybe he just never let himself imagine something other than rushed encounters, fulfilling a guilty desire. The reality is so much more. He kisses the smirk off Huaisang's lips until they're panting into each other's mouths.
Why don't you show me what you can do then, Didi?
Huaisang yelps in surprise when Ming Tuei uses his grip on Huaisang's waist to flip them. He clutches at Ming Tuei's shoulders, presses up against Ming Tuei's chest. And yet, Ming Tuei has managed to rearrange them without slipping out of Huaisang even for a moment. Maybe this is even better. Huaisang pushes himself to sit upright with his hands on Ming Tuei's chest, shameless in feeling Ming Tuei up as he adjusts his seat on Ming Tuei's cock. His hair is even more askew, sticking to his damp shoulders, eyes dark and mouth kiss-bitten red as he looks down at Ming Tuei from under his eyelashes. Both straps of his bra have fallen down his shoulders, with his hands balanced on Ming Tuei's chest, the cups pressed together like Huaisang does have the faint swell of breasts beneath them. His nipples are still visible under the dark lace, even pinker from Ming Tuei's earlier attention. His cock is hard and wet and positively dripping with slick pre-cum. Huaisang is so lovely, even more so because he looks more than halfway to debauched, and Ming Tuei did that. Ming Tuei couldn't look away if he tried. Bold move, Huaisang pants, circling his hips on Ming Tuei's cock, and oh, fuck. Heat sears down Ming Tuei's spine, pooling deep inside him at the sensation. Making me do all the work, Daga.
Take what you want, Huaisang. Ming Tuei says on a groan.
It's hard to keep his eyes open under the onslaught of Huaisang's sinuous movements, the hot grind of him on Ming Tuei's cock.
It's freely given.
Huaisang sighs loudly, and it turns into a moan of pleasure. He throws his head back, thighs trembling under the stockings as he pushes himself up, then drops back down onto Ming Tuei's cock.
You spoil me, Daga.
Always.
After that, they don't need any words. Huaisang bites his lip and focuses on fucking himself onto Ming Tuei's cock, lean muscles flexing as he finds a rhythm that has him bouncing in Ming Tuei's lap. He's a vision, all gleaming pale skin and a thorough pink flush on his face and neck, love bites standing out against his skin. Not to mention all the dark lace, even more transparent now that it's damp with sweat. Ming Tuei can tell when Huaisang starts to get close. His fingers leave pink crescents against Ming Tuei's skin for how hard he's holding on, trying to maintain leverage as he rides Ming Tuei's cock for all that he's worth. He's never been quiet, but now Huaisang can't seem to control the litany of moans and swears that pour out of his mouth, so many of which are Ming Tuei's name. Well, Ming Tuei's name, and Daga, and please, and harder, and fuck! Ming Tuei is nearly dizzy with desire, every nerve alight with sensation, wherever he and Huaisang touch. The stockings stick to Huaisang's thighs, all friction where they rub together, as he lifts himself up and fucks down again, over and over. His cock bounces in time with his movements, smearing his lower belly with shiny streaks that nearly reach the lower edges of his garter belt.
Daga!
Huaisang groans, pleading, and that's it. Ming Tuei arches against the bed and digs in his heels, pistons his hips to meet Huaisang's when he shoves down on Ming Tuei's cock again. Huaisang keens, the muscles in his thighs jumping and twitching as he rushes towards orgasm, clenching around Ming Tuei in juddery, irregular shocks. Every thrust sounds like it punches the breath out of him. Ming Tuei feels heat ripple through him again. He must be hitting Huaisang's prostate on every thrust now. Good. The grip Ming Tuei has on Huaisang's hips must be strong enough to bruise, but he doesn't complain, doesn't do much more than moan hoarsely as Ming Tuei holds him steady and pounds into him. Gods, he's perfect. That he even gets to see Huaisang like this, gasping out his pleasure. Ming Tuei's heartbeat thunders in his ears, and he tilts his hips just so on his next thrust, and Huaisang shouts as he comes, scrabbling against Ming Tuei's chest as he shudders, back arching, pretty cock spurting between them. He clenches down on Ming Chui, so tight and hot and vice-like as Ming Chui fucks him through his orgasm. And it's only 2-3 more thrusts before Ming Chui is following him over the edge. His vision goes hazy and dark as his orgasm crashes through him, grinding deep into Hoi Song as he comes and comes. It's a long moment of muscle clenched in the agony of pleasure before Ming Chui collapses back, boneless, into the must pile of hanfu and sheets. Hoi Song tips forward onto his chest, still catching his breath, nuzzling into the damp skin at Ming Chui's collarbones with wordless, contented noises of pleasure. Ming Chui releases his grip on Hoi Song's hips, running a soothing hand up and down his back, petting through the wet strands of hair at the nape of Hoi Song's neck. It's a pleasant sort of quiet. The come down, as Ming Chui's brain tries to knit itself back together after such a shattering orgasm. It feels like the world has rearranged itself under his feet tonight, in a lot of ways. Eventually, Hoi Song makes a soft whine of discomfort, wriggling as Ming Chui's softening cock slips out of him. Ah, Daga, you've made such a mess. His eyes are glittering as he says it, though, the little shit. Still, Ming Chui is a gentleman. He tips Hoi Song gently to the side, rolling out of the bed to pad towards the ensuite.
I'll take responsibility if you take responsibility too, he calls back, finding a washcloth to wet in the sink.
Ming Chui glances at himself in the mirror in the half-dark of the bathroom. He looks mostly the same, as sex must as he's ever seen himself. A few braids still intact, and several coming loose, leaving crimped waves in their wake. He's most surprised at the marks. He doesn't remember Hoi Song sucking so many bites into his neck, but, well, there is evidence that it happened all the same. He doesn't look nearly as changed as he feels. And not... it isn't guilt. Somehow, finally giving in to their desires has lifted a weight from his shoulders, a secret burden he's been harboring for years. Ming Chui feels good. Better than good. Hoi Song smiles tiredly at him when he returns to bed, having wiped himself clean and bringing a fresh towel for him. He does indeed take responsibility. He cleans the cum from Hoi Song's own belly before moving between his thighs, swiping at the cum dribbling from his hole, puffy and sensitive from their lovemaking. Admittedly, the sight makes Ming Chui's spent dick twitch against his thigh. A thought for another time, perhaps. Help me out of these? Hoi Song asks, twisting to put his back to Ming Chui, revealing the hooks at the back of his bra. Ming Chui's fingers aren't nearly as deft as Hoi Song's, but he's able to undo the clasp, slide the straps from Hoi Song's shoulders with the careful reverence his brother deserves. The garter belt is next, followed by the stockings. Underneath, Hoi Song is all pink imprints that the lingerie has left behind on his skin, an echo that will fade overnight. Ming Chui's eyes track up to Hoi Song's neck. The marks that he left with his mouth, though, those will last longer. Hoi Song only complains a little bit when Ming Chui has him move again so that he can gather the layers of his hanfu to put to the side. His eyes are already softening with sleep, and he yawns as he watches Ming Chui carefully lay his robes and lingerie over the armchair in the corner of the room.
Be careful with those, Daga. I bought it all just for today, you know. Wouldn't want to ruin it all on its first time out.
Ming Chui raises an eyebrow.
I was careful. Don't you like the idea of me tearing the lace right off you, though?
Hoi Song's lips quirk in a surprised smirk, and he rolls onto his belly, showing off the lush curve of his ass.
So you have been thinking about this, Daga. I like that set too much to see it torn, though.
I'll buy you more,
Ming Chui says, untangling the sheet at the foot of the bed as he climbs in and settles next to Hoi Song.
Just wait until winter. I'll lay you out over fur.
Oh,
Hoi Song coos, stretching out along Ming Chui's side, resting his head on Ming Chui's shoulder. It feels right.
with his cheek pillowed on Ming Tuei's chest and soft hair falling against his arm. He presses his hand to dip in Hui Song's lower back, drawing him closer.
How indulgent, Daga.
You deserve it.
The truth comes easily to Ming Tuei. He presses a kiss to the crown of Hui Song's head, letting it linger there like he's always wanted.
Winter,
Hui Song sighs, throwing an arm around Ming Tuei's waist. He looks so soft when he glances up to meet Ming Tuei's gaze.
Qinghe is always the best in winter. I hope you plan to keep me warm then, Daga.
Ming Tuei's heart trips in his chest. For once, he doesn't resist the urge to tip Hui Song's chin up with a gentle touch of his fingers, sealing their lips together in a soft, quiet kiss.
I don't plan on letting you go, Hui Song. Not now. Not ever. I want you. All of you. If you'll have me.
The smile Hui Song gives him when they pull apart is like the sunrise.
I've always wanted you, Daga. Always. That hasn't changed.
And for all that things may be different after tonight, that's what really matters.
Always, my love.
Ming Tuei says, presses the words into Hui Song's lips.
No matter the season.
The end.
Time I hit it, know she finna fall through. And every time we get up, boys end up on the news. Ain't worried about no pressing, ain't worried about the next shake. They love the way you dress and ain't got up on you. Jackpot, hit the jackpot. Just mad at bad miss without the shots. You look good, girl, you know you did good, don't you? You look good, girl, I bet it feel good, don't you?
If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!